Okay, so let's get ourselves settled into our postures. And let's engage with those lovely, strong, supportive postures we were using earlier today. That posture of equanimity. Really big support and help for inviting in emotional difficulty, which is where we're headed. And so we want to ground, just feel the sensations of body sitting, bottom, feet, legs, hands. Letting the body be balanced, left, right, front, back, maybe move a little to establish that. Grounded, balanced. Give the shoulders a little roll up, back, and downwards a few times. And the last time, letting the shoulder blades rest softly against the back. So you've got a nice, straight, strong back with a soft, uplifted front. So perhaps a sense of courage and poise. And we're still feeling grounded and balanced. And there's courageous poise through the torso. And taking very good care of head and neck, it too balanced. With the eyes straight outwards, whether open or closed, or ever so slightly upwards, for that sense of a big view, the big view of a rooted tree or mountain. Big view over time and space. And allowing for some nice full breaths. And feeling into this posture with the breathing. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. And giving yourself some soothing touch as a gentle reminder for intentions for the practice. May I be kind and curious with myself and my experiences. May I bring a friendly awareness to whatever unfolds. And possibly resting your hands back in your lap, engaging soothing touch at any point. And letting the whole body, mind, heart rest in the sense of this lovely, stable posture and the breathing, wherever it's easy for you to feel the breathing. Just gathering the awareness into the present moment through body and breathing, coming back as attention wanders. And then as you're ready, allowing yourself to bring forward to mind a slightly difficult situation. A 1, 2, 3 out of 10 in intensity. Perhaps a health problem or work or relationship issue. It needs to have some measure of difficulty so that you actually feel a bit of distress in the body, but not too much. And as best you can, visualize it. Who, what, where, when. Let go of why. Just sense into the situation. And then as you relive the situation, just noticing whatever emotions are rising up within you. Taking very good care that you feel the body still sitting and being breathed, that you have that support, grounded, balanced, a courageous poise, and a big view. So really establish that posture again with the breathing. And as you hold in mind the difficult situation, just label any emotions that come up as they show. If you're unsure of the emotion, that's okay. Just allow yourself to experience it with curiosity. And so recognizing and allowing the emotions that are here from a grounded place. So we're using the RAIN GRAIN acronym here. Noticing if there are many emotions and see if you can hone in on the strongest. And label it. Repeat it a few times as if you were validating for a good friend what they're experiencing. Oh, that's sadness. Well, that's anger. There's fear. Fear's happening for you. A gentle, kind tone with the labeling. And now really grounding back into body. We tend to lose that groundedness with the labeling. It's easy to happen. And expand your awareness to take in your whole body, breath and body together. And recall the difficult situation once more. The who, the what, the where, the when. naming, recognizing, and allowing that strongest emotion. And investigating through the body, the eye of rain. So scanning your body for all the places where you're feeling the emotion. Sweeping your body with your mind's eye. Noticing where you feel tension, discomfort, what feels feelable. And if you're able, trying on to focus in on one place in the body where you can feel the emotions most strongly. A point of tension in the shoulders, the neck, the belly, the chest area. And experiencing the sensations directly. Noticing their changing nature, the stretching, the pulling, the burning. The aching. And yet they're all moving, they're changing. Investigating, not trying to fix. And then moving into the N of rain to nurture ourselves. Because this discomfort is here, so soften, soothe, allow. And so as you focus in on that area in your body or a general sense of discomfort, see if you can let the muscles soften. Let them relax as if in warm water. Holding the body in a tender way. Softening. 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 Perhaps the out-breath can be helpful here. We're not trying to change or fix, but just to gently soften. Feel the softening effects of the out-breath. Possibly softening around the edges if the center of the discomfort's too powerful. And now soothing yourself because the difficult situation and the difficult feeling. So hand over that part of the body or your soothing touch spot, feeling the warmth and gentleness of your hands. As if you were holding a beloved child, soothing, soothing, soothing. Offering comforting words as you would to a friend who was struggling in this way. What would you say? Softening, soothing. Taking care of yourself by being grounded in body and breathing. Coming out of the practice if you need to. softening, soothing, and now allowing, really coming full circle back to allowing, this recognizing and allowing. Ah, yes, this is here, making room for it, releasing the need for it to go away. Allowing yourself to be just as you are. Possibly silently saying to yourself over and over again, softening, soothing, allowing. And as you feel ready, letting go of the practice and just feeling body and breathing together back in our lovely supportive postures, if you've lost it, grounded, balanced, poised, big view. Allowing yourself to be just as you are.